Welcome back here to the program, everybody. We have Cameron Elwer and head coach Aaron Elwer, and also his father, a nice father-son duo as coach and player. Welcome to the program, guys. Cameron, you're the new point leader for the MAC, and obviously, you know, we cover the MAC and everything, and we do get to you guys every once in a while, especially when you come down to this area. But this is a special occasion, breaking Justin Arnes' point record from 2018. You're at 2,061 points. And with a couple of days passed, Cameron, how has everything kind of settled in for you?
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having us. I still don't think it has set in too much. Like, we kind of flipped the script to this week, and we have a couple of busy weeks here. I think it'll set in a little bit more as the season ends and maybe as I get older, but I'm cherishing this, and I'm extremely blessed that I got to experience that.
You know, you say that, and I could definitely agree with you on that. A lot of people see the number. What do you remember about the journey the most? And you still got, 19 games left? What do you remember just up until this point? I'm sure people talked about the record, talked about the points. What went through your head up until this point as a player?
Yeah, as I got older and matured, it was just less about the individual awards. It was more about the team goals and enjoying the journey that we have left together. So just kind of understanding that this is my last year with my guys and my brothers and my dad, and I'm just trying to cherish every moment I have left with them.
Perfect. And coach, we have a question for you. You know, obviously you've played a part in this, and you've watched Cameron grow up, and as you probably are aware as a coach, records can sometimes pull focus. What's impressed you most about, you know, Cameron and possibly even the team about, you know, the attention of the record, but looking maybe past the record?
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Obviously it's been one heck of a journey as his father and as his coach from a little guy. You know, I could give you so many stories of his process and his journey. But what's been really cool is, you know, the past couple of years, he has had great success. Our team has had a lot of success. And when that occurs, there's some individual awards that come with that. And it's never, and when I say that, it's never really talked about. The only time it's talked about is, you know, if it was, you know, like, for example, the 2000 point when, he was 12 away, I pulled him in my office on a Monday and saying, hey, here's the plan. If you get it, when you get it, here's how we're going to try to approach the in-game situation. And we'll kind of go from there. And that is honestly how each of, you know, the individual milestones he's hit has went. It's never been talked about in a group setting with a team. We have never said, hey, one of our players is close to 1,000 points and here's how we're going about it. And I really thank our guys after the game Friday for allowing, you know, myself to be a dad and a head coach at the same time, which is a very difficult thing to do. And they've handled these individual milestones very, very well. It's a very mature group and a group that we've spent a lot of time together really since the first grade. So our guys being part of this journey have handled it extremely well.
That's great to hear. And I'm not surprised being, you know, your program and the character of the players. I lived in Delphus for numerous years and definitely understand the values of what, you know, what it means to be St. John's and what it means to be a Blue Jay. So none of that surprises me at all coming from you. You know, when it comes to basketball, you know, obviously some players score more points, but what do people miss when they look at the stats and they go, wow, he scored 39 points tonight, or he scored 45 points. What do people miss when it comes to guys that just are really good at scoring points?
Again, if you're speaking specifically about Cameron, it's just his level of consistency and efficiency. You know, it was mentioned Friday night, you know, he, over the course of 77 games, averages 15.7 shots per game. So people miss that. And I think it was well said by Mr. Snodgrass just to bring that up because, you know, you see 45 points or 39 points and you're thinking, well, man, he had to shoot it 25 or 30 times and maybe take some bad shots. And that's not the case in this situation. You know, I think a lot of teams or a lot of people may also miss his ability to defend, which I think he is doing better than he's ever done. and he's impacting the game that way. And he's always been a great rebounder out of the guard position for us. And, you know, as much as scoring records are, you know, he's moving right up the Delta St. John's record book in terms of rebounding and assists. And maybe that's a different conversation someday, but he affects the game in so many ways that, you know, I think it's important for people to understand the level of efficiency and consistency that he plays with.
That's awesome. And that's something I've also heard from talking to people around here that, you know, just the all-around ball player that Cameron is. Cameron, one more question here for you. You know, obviously you have a full season ahead, but I was looking online, and maybe for our listeners that aren't familiar with your story, you do have some future plans in basketball. What does that look like for you, you know, when the season is over? And obviously you don't have to speak too far in advance, but, you know, just to give our listeners an update on perhaps where you're going so they can follow you.
Yeah. After the season, I'm going to play baseball, obviously in the spring, with our team. And then in June, I'm going to Furman University in South Carolina. I committed, there this September. There'll be an 8-week period from June to about early August, late July, where, I'll be there and we'll be practicing. And then, I'll have a couple weeks back with my family and my friends, and then I'll go down to South Carolina for the rest of the year and to play basketball there next year.
Well, that's awesome. And I can't say that I'm surprised that you're a dual sport athlete, also playing it on the baseball field. Cameron, Coach, thank you guys for joining us on the program real quick. Cameron, again, congratulations. You have a full season practically still ahead of you. I'm excited to see where it goes. Hopefully I'll be behind the program desk here one night when we're covering you guys, and looking forward to seeing what you do the rest of the season. And we thank you for jumping on.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a good evening, guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yep, same to you.